after sujood is the sitting between the sajda, al-jalsa bayna sajdatayn, the sitting between the two sujoods. Now what's interesting is you are all sitting here. I'm glad actually we're not sitting on chairs, because look around you. Is anybody sitting in the position of this sitting? Do you see anyone sitting like that? I see one young man out of a group of what, 100? Nobody sits like this. Have you noticed? Have you thought about that? Why doesn't anybody sit like that? Everybody wants to sit. You know, my mom would always say, when we're studying Quran, especially pantariya model, you know, sit cross-legged. Or we sit down, we relax against the wall. Mashallah, the wall is full. People want to relax, feel comfortable. No one sits like this sitting of sujood. Why? Maybe you'll say it's uncomfortable. It's not the most comfortable position to be in. Tayyib, that's true. But you know what else? Is that this is a sitting of humility. This sitting is a sitting of humility. What do I mean by that? You know when you've seen in Syria what's happening? When you have executions lined up, the man comes point blank, shoots the guy in the head. How do they sit before they're executed? Are they chilling back against the wall? They sit like this. They sit like this. This is a sitting of humility. Now, as we come up from sujood, I forgot to mention, let's just get this out of the way. We already know the routine. What do we say? We say, Allahu Akbar. What is it? Refocus. Allah is greater than whatever you're thinking about. You get up into sujood, into sitting. And what do we say? What do we have to do? We have to come to a position of calmness and stillness. So we sit like this. That we have to understand. That's given. Now we're sitting in this position of humility. And you know what's interesting is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَخْسَرُ الْمُبْطِلُونَ وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةً كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَى كِتَابِهَا اليوم تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. And Allah says, and to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and on the day that the hour be established, on that day the followers of falsehood shall lose everything. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةً. You will see every ummah in a position of jathiyah. What is jathiyah? This sitting. When you're humbled, that your knees go down and you're on your feet and your knees, and that's it. You know, Allah, you know when this, when the mufassirin, when does this happen? When do the people sit like this? When hellfire will be brought. When hellfire is brought on the day of judgment, everybody will drop to their knees on their feet in a sitting like this. And even Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Khalil of Allah, the best friend of Allah, will say, Allahumma sallim, sallim. Oh Allah, security, save me, save me. If this is the condition of the Khalil of Allah, what about you and I? وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. When hellfire will be brought, Allah says, on that day, people will remember. How did I spend my life? What did I do with? I'm sitting here before hellfire. What did I do with my life? I couldn't give up. I couldn't just commit to lowering my gaze for the sake of Allah. I couldn't commit to praying 5 times a day for the sake of Allah. I am sitting here before hellfire. What good will remembrance do on that day? It's too late, man. And when we sit like this, we sit in a position of humility, and we remember the day of judgment, and we'll be sit like this again, and on the day of judgment, we will wish that we could beg Allah for forgiveness. So now in this dunya, when we're praying to Allah, and we're sitting in this position of humility, what do we say? We say, Rabbighfirli. My Lord, forgive me. Before it's too late and we sit like this in a position where we can't ask for forgiveness, now we say, Oh Allah, forgive me. And you know when you say, Ya Rabbi, my Lord, there's supposed to be a ya there, but the ya is dropped. Why? You know if there's a child running across the street into the road and you see cars coming, are you going to say, oh, thy child, stop and come back to me so you don't get hit by a car? Save the child! You'll cry out in emotion, whatever you can, you're crying out to Allah. The ya is dropped out of desperation. Oh Allah, forgive me. Before it's too late, before I can never ask for forgiveness again, oh Allah, forgive me. And if you want to increase, you can say this dua, رَبِّ اغْفِرْنِي وَارْحَمْنِي وَاهْدِنِي وَاجْبُرْنِي وَعَافِنِي وَارْزُقْنِي وَارْفَعْنِي Oh Allah, forgive me and have mercy on me and guide me, enrich me, give me health, grant me sustenance and raise my rank. Now you see when you sit like this, what meaning this has. You sit with a position of humility, begging Allah for forgiveness. Changes your perspective. Now, the question that needs to be asked is, we just came from a position of sujood when the soul is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why then are we asking Allah for forgiveness now? I mean, we just came from sajda. Isn't the best time to ask Allah for forgiveness in sajda? A couple points. Number one. First and most basic point is, the Prophet ﷺ said this. This is what the Prophet said, so we follow the way of the Prophet. The Prophet said, ask for Allah and forgiveness like this, so this is what we do. Number two, who said dua is not answered after sajda? You know on the Day of Judgment, when all of mankind will go to Adam ﷺ and say, Adam, you are our father, intercede on our behalf, ask Allah to start at the Day of Judgment. Adam will say, the Prophet of Allah will say, nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself, go to Nuh. They go to Nuh. Nuh alayhi salam will say, nafsi, nafsi. Brothers and sisters, this is the prophets of Allah. What do you think will be our state on that day? Go to Musa, Isa, Ibrahim, until finally we are told, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. When we go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, he will say, ana laha, ummati, ummati. I will do this. This is my job. And he goes and he makes sajda to Allah. And he praises him with words of praise that have never been praised before. He's never been praised with before. Then does he make dua then in sajda? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irfa' ra'sak washfa' tushaffa'. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head and then make the intercession. You will be granted it. After sujood. So who said making dua after sujood is not answered? You know if you have like 5 bars on your phone, just to give a basic simple analogy, if you have 5 bars, full bars on your phone, you don't get dropped calls or nothing, right? What about if it's 4 bars? Do you get dropped calls? No. You can't tell the difference. And that's the difference. Sujood, yes, is a place of dua mustajab, but sitting also is a place where, why can't Allah answer? Allah can answer, absolutely. Now, what I want to share with you, brothers and sisters, is that this sitting, we mentioned execution, but you know what else is interesting? Is that this position of sitting is actually the position, you know when the qisas is applied? When the head is applied, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِصَاصُ فِي الْقَتْلَى الْحُرُّ بِالْحُرِّ وَالْعَبْدُ بِالْعَبْدِ وَالْأُنْثَى بِالْأُنْثَى. Allah says that basically that a soul for a soul, if you kill someone, you will be killed. This is the sharia of Allah, and wallahi, it's beautiful. People say sharia is barbaric. Are you kidding me? You want a criminal system that's set up for the criminals or that's set up for the innocent? Can you imagine a family? Like Iraq, what happened to our brothers and sisters in Iraq? The military personnel went on a rampage and killed 24 men, women, and children. You know what they did to them? What was their sentence when they came back? You know what it was? A demotion and a pay cut. No, not even prison time. 24 women, men, and children they killed. But the justice of Islam, the justice is put in the hands of the family of the one who was killed. They can either kill the person, have him killed, or forgive him, or ask for blood money. So now what's interesting is when you have qisas, when you have a murderer is brought to be killed, how does he sit? He sits like this. Watch this video.
And they're about to establish the head.
They bring a sword and they chop off the head. Now what's interesting about this is that this man committed one mistake. He killed one person. And he's paying for it with his life. Imagine the thoughts going through his mind. The regrets. Now, the family can still forgive him. So you know what's his greatest wish right now? Just give me another chance, forgive me. Or else he's gonna die, that's it. You know what happened? عفاعن. The family forgave him. Now, imagine, I want you to imagine this. You're sitting, imagine you're this person, you're sitting there for one mistake you made in your life. You are about to pay for it with your life. And the most important thing you're wishing for is forgiveness from the family. Now, how happy would you be when the news, they come to him and they say, the family has forgiven you. Now, brothers and sisters, when we sit before Allah, we haven't just committed one mistake. We've committed thousands and thousands of mistakes. And just like this man is hoping for forgiveness, when we sit before Allah, we say, oh Allah, forgive me. We're hoping for forgiveness. And you know how desperate this man would be hoping for? This is a desperation we need to have when we say, Rabbi ighfirli, oh Allah, forgive me. And you know what's even more amazing than all of that? Is this man, when he was forgiven, he's given a second chance at life again. You know how happy he is? You know how happy he is right now? You know what the Prophet ﷺ, he said in Sahih Muslim? He says, لَلَّهُ أَشَدُّ فَرَحًا بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ. That Allah is more happy with the repentance of his slave than a man who is in the desert with his camel and he lost his camel. The camel has the food and the drink of this man, and he ran away and he says, I am going to die. And he sits down beneath a tree and he has given up hope in Allah. He's given up hope, I'm dead. Just like this man. He sits down and he is, I'm going to die, that's it. And then when the news comes to him that Allah, the family has forgiven him, the Prophet ﷺ says, this man, he looks up after he realizes he's going to die and he sees the camel right in front of him. And he was so happy that I have been saved, my life is given a second chance. He says, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. The Prophet said he made a mistake because of how happy he was. The Prophet said, Allah is more happy than this man when one of his slaves make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine how happy this person was. When you stand before Allah, when you sit before Allah humble, and you with humility and submissiveness, you say, Rabbi, Rabbi, my Lord, ighfirni, please forgive me. When you come back to Allah, Allah is more happy than a man whose life was saved. Now when we sit like this, it has a whole nother meaning. Now when we sit like this, it has a whole nother meaning.